Hello.
Hi, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Good, good. I just want to give you an update on your files. So I missed their call yesterday, Cindy's call. I missed Rick's call today. It's the end of our month, so we're absolutely hammered. I called them both back right now a few minutes ago, just left them a voicemail, so I'm waiting to get a call back. Hopefully I'll be able to speak to them and, you know, resolve the issue.
Okay.
I honestly think if you want my just real, you don't mind if I'm like brutally straight up 100% honest with you, correct?
Right.
There's certain things I can tell you. There's certain things I can't tell you. I'm not even entitled to like see certain credit reports for vendors. But nine out of 100 times, our credit department is very, very liberal on who they'll pay vendors before shipment. Because they're usually just looking at the customer, the borrower. If they're coming back to me and having questions answered, and I've seen this what I call the dance of death with vendors before. We've got three different, you know, we've got a couple, I think, and someone else involved, and my goal is not to pry into their business. But if there's a way possible for you guys, for you personally to get them their deposit to order this equipment, I think that'll be a much easier solution. I'll do everything in my power, but not making a judgment on their company, but just being through the situation before, I sometimes foresee messiness, if you get my drift.
Right. Hey, I talked to my laser tag company, and actually, there was probably about $20,000 worth of just upgrades on that one price. You know, remember that was like $80,000?
Yeah.
But I could actually probably go to like a smaller arena for about $36,500, I think.
Well, then you wouldn't need to...
That I could pay them.
So is Laser Mazers the same vendor, or we had a different vendor?
No, this is that one. You remember the laser tag that I sent you originally?
Yes.
About financing half of it?
Yes.
So I'm saying this company here, I could probably, you know, because if I have any issues with that Laser Mazers, because I definitely got to have the laser tag, because that's going to be my bigger attraction.
All right, give me a second. Give me a second. Hold on. Okay, so hold on a second. All right. One second. So, is this the Laser Runner Battle Station?
Right.
The whole issue with that is, I don't know if they were approved as a vendor, but we can't pay them anything before shipment because they're Canadian.
That's what I'm saying. I could actually get a smaller arena and work out paying them
before shipment.
Right.
Yeah, I mean that would be an option. I guess the question is that I'd ask you before you go there is I would just have to approve it as what's called a recent purchase, which is not a problem. How long does it take the equipment to ship to you once you pay them?
Probably about 6 weeks.
6 weeks, okay. Second question. I guess the second question is this. I don't think that'd be an issue. I can ask just to be on the safe side. But I guess the other question I'd ask you is this. If we're switching gears and going to this other vendor, which is fine, what do we do with this vendor? And then more importantly, I guess the other question is, do you have any, for you, I know you have some working capital loans under your other, your poultry business. Do you have any working capital loans under this company or no?
No, to my regret, no, we don't have any under yet.
Okay. Okay. I think that shouldn't be an issue. Do you want me to go and see if I can get that done for you?
Well, just say that, and then, like I said, then just, I'm saying if this here fell through with them.
No, these guys are approved. So here's the whole issue. So they're approved. Laser Mazer, I can send you documents tomorrow. They're approved as a vendor. The whole issue is until we get them on the phone and it is what it is, I don't think we're going to be able to find... I can't say that for true. There might be difficulties for us extending them any money before shipment. So a simple way to solve that problem is you send them the deposit of 50%, and once it's delivered, we pay them in full, and they kick you back your deposit. So that's fine. You could solve that problem today.
Okay, well, let me reach out to them, and then while you're hearing back from that other company, too.
I'm sorry?
I said, yeah, so let me reach out to him. I said, then while you're waiting to hear back.
Yeah, I just missed their call yesterday at the end of our month, and we were absolutely slammed. But literally, I mean, if the situation is the way that I see it is, if you pay Canada, you're gonna have to pay 36 grand up front. For these guys, you're going to only have to pay 18 grand up front because they only require 50% down. So it's a better – but, yeah, let me know, and I'll let you know once I speak to them if I'm able to extend a deposit with my finding department, okay?
All right.
Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.